Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. And every Wednesday night is a special treat. It's our lifestyle call with owner David Sandoval. He wrote the Green Foods Bible. He is an expert, used to have a radio talk show in New York City, one of the most popular shows in all of New York on radio. And he takes that same energy and that same concept of answering questions, sorting through facts and myths and information and misinformation. And I'll tell you what, tonight's subject has a lot of information and a lot of misinformation, which is the subject of gluten. So I'm guessing Dave will talk about some other stuff as well, but I know gluten is the main subject of the call. And one of the reasons that is because we just launched a new gluten-free appleberry and gluten-free original flavored power shake, which is awesome. We also just launched a caramel apple daily fiber blend. We took our daily fiber blend, or Dave did, and made it gluten-free as well. And so obviously he's moving toward more gluten-free products, and there must be a good reason. So I'm going to turn the call over to him, and he's going to tell us all about gluten and why he keeps moving toward more gluten-free products. So David Sandoval, you on the line.
Well, good evening, David Litt, and good evening, everybody. Looks like we got people calling in from all across the country, Hawaii and Alaska, and even a couple people from Puerto Rico and Mexico and around and about. So it's really good to see such a large group. And, of course, we just have a little bit of time together. So I want to remind you that this is our, I call it Dinner with Dave, if you would. When I was a child, it was always important that once a week my mom insisted there was one night that everybody attended the family dinner. And so we could catch up to be part of a unit, of a community. And I want us to feel the same way this evening. So for those of you who took time out of your busy days, who are here with us tonight, thank you for being part of our family. Thank you for being part of this community of like-minded and well-intentioned people. You know, one of the things that we talk about at the beginning of the David Sandoval Academy of Learning, the DSAL, the DSAL, formerly the PHP Academy of Learning, that one of the first things we teach is that we're on the cutting edge. We're on the cutting edge, and 99% of what I teach you, I hope, is 100% accurate, but we know that there's going to be some things that change. There's always going to be some things that change. We're going to think that we know it, and then we're going to find out we don't. And then sometimes it turns out that we were right to begin with. One of those instances where naturopathy had a theory, philosophy that was used and practiced, and then science discredited that. And I want to tell you about that because the good news is, in the end, it was science that actually discredited its own conclusion. So what I'm talking about is cranberry juice. Now, you know that we've got an amazing cranberry extract in our new Biofruit. We got an amazing cranberry extract in our power kits, right? But what you probably don't know is that cranberry extract is most recently sort of, resurrected. You see, for years we recommended that women with urinary tract infections take cranberry juice extract. And for years it seemed to work. But then a major scientific review was done, and they tested cranberry juice, and they found not one antibacterial compound. Not a single antibacterial compound, and we know that urinary tract infections are caused by bacteria. And so we hung our heads and we admitted defeat, because clearly the science was not in support of our lifelong understanding of cranberry. Well, as things happen, we had our redemption. It turns out that there is not any antimicrobial or bacterial activity in cranberry juice, but you know what there is? There's a powerful anti-adherence for bacteria. So the cranberry does not allow bacteria to stick to anything, to grow on anything. It's like super slippery soap for bacteria. So when a bacteria tries to attach itself in your body, the cranberry juice makes it slip away and go right out the urinary tract and leave your body before it could hurt it. And so sometimes we know that we think we know. Then we find out maybe we were wrong, and then we find out it turned out to be right, because this is an inexact science. But we are going to share with you as much as we do know at this point in time, so that you can make the best decision you can with the knowledge at hand. And if anything changes, if science disproves or proves or whatever it might be, we're going to keep sharing that with you as well. And so my name is David Sandoval. You are listening to the Purium Lifestyle Call. This is a lifestyle, and I'm telling you, it's a lifestyle that I love. It's a lifestyle that I live. I am so happy to be a 54-year-old man, and I don't know too many people who say that, but I have the energy, the endurance, the stamina, and the drive of a 17-year-old. I wake up every single morning with this amazing feeling that anything and everything is possible and that my life has just begun. And I want everyone to feel this way. I don't have any aches. I don't have any pains. I don't have any maladies. I don't get sick. My friend was just hanging out with me, and somehow she was traveling on the plane and traveling around the country. She got very sick, and I was there taking care of her for 7-10 days, and never once did I catch whatever it was that she had caught. I have a powerful immune system. I have incredible energy. I sleep 5-6 hours a night, and then I'm just rocking and rolling for 18 hours a day. The bottom line is, I want the same for you. I do. But you have to understand your body. You have to love life. You have to care enough to invest in you every day. You talk about saving money for your retirement. Don't save money for your retirement. Save years for your retirement. Save energy for your retirement. Save life force, chi, and prana for your retirement. And you do that by investing every single day in your body with superfoods. Superfoods are the currency of the future. Future foods are the currency of your good health. Superfoods are the pathway, the stepping stones that will lead you to a long life free from disease and full of abundant energy, the type of energy that I am feeling right this moment. And I hope you are too, because this is a lifestyle, and Purium is leading the way in this lifestyle. We really are. Now, tonight, I want to talk about a subject that many of you are very interested in. Let me take a little sip of water here. You see, there is a lot of talk about gluten. Gluten intolerance, gluten sensitivity, celiac disease, you know, whether gluten's good, whether gluten's bad, whether we get too much, whether we don't get enough. Well, maybe nobody says that. But what we're talking about all around, there's a big umbrella called wheat intolerance syndrome. Wheat intolerance syndrome includes three different conditions. One is a wheat allergy. The second is a gluten sensitivity, officially referred to as non-celiac gluten sensitivity, or NCGS, non-celiac gluten sensitivity. And then the third is, of course, the full-blown disease that we call celiac, and they're oftentimes confused. They're oftentimes mixed up and even thought to be parts of the same condition, and they're not. Each one is absolutely uniquely different and absolutely uniquely has its own causation, its own symptomology, and its own, of course, relief, its own, you know, answer, if you would. And so gluten is a combination of proteins. It's not just a single protein, as many people think. It's actually two different proteins. And when these two proteins come together, it forms gluten. And gluten is, you know, if you've ever seen somebody make a pizza and they toss the dough up in the air and it sort of stretches as it spins, what holds it together, which gives it that sort of elastic, rubbery, gummy type of feel, that's gluten. So when you make pancakes and they stick together, when you flip a pancake and it sticks together, that's because of gluten. When you make a cake and you pull it out of the pan and it stays together, that's because of gluten. And so gluten is what makes bread rise, get fluffy, and stick together as well. So gluten is a protein that's found in cereal grains. Cereal grains, that includes wheat and barley and oats and rye and of course, all of the other, even kamut. And there's probably 20 different grains or cereal grains, and each one of them contain gluten. Now, there are some myths about gluten. Some people think that gluten, you know, if you have, let's say, people ask, is gluten dangerous? Is there gluten unsafe? And the answer is that only if you have one of these three conditions. Now, there are about 18 million people in the United States with gluten, with non-celiac gluten sensitivity. And there are about probably 3 million people in the United States that actually have celiac disease. And so if you realize, if you add all of those people together, it's about, you know, you're talking about 21 million people out of a population of, you know, nearly 300 million. So right about 7% maybe, about 7% of our population is affected by these conditions. Now, I believe that they are very serious conditions, and I want to describe each of them to you separately so you can understand them. The most serious of all is celiac disease. Like I said, it affects about 3 to 4 million people nationwide. That number could be different, but that's what I've been told. Now, celiac disease is very unique compared to the other two. Celiac disease actually causes and could cause severe long-term damage to your intestinal tract. Now, that's nothing to mess around with. Severe long-term damage to your intestinal tract is obviously a lot different than a, let's say, an allergic response. So for the celiac, it must be understood that even if you do not have an immediate reaction when you eat gluten, I have many people who have celiac and they go, you know what? I found something I could tolerate. When I eat bagels or when I have whatever, Bono's pizza, whatever it might be, they seem that they found something that has gluten but doesn't bother them. And I'll tell you that the problem is that even if it doesn't bother you in the short term, it actually will cause a long-term severe response. So celiacs are always affected by gluten. Gluten always triggers an immune response and an antibody response, and that makes it different than the other two. The difference between celiac disease and the other two is it is very serious. It causes long-term damage to the intestines, and it is always going to be triggered by gluten. Gluten is always going to trigger damage. And this is a serious condition, and this is something that we are really sensitive to, of course. Now, it seems perhaps that we know more people who are celiac, and that's because they're drawn to us. They're drawn to our products, to our company, to our love, if you would. And I don't mean just the Love Super Meal, which is gluten-free. So, now, what about a wheat allergy? Now, a wheat allergy is different than a gluten sensitivity. Non-celiac gluten sensitivity perhaps should come next. So we'll save the wheat allergy for last. In a non-celiac gluten sensitivity, like I said, now we're talking about not just 3 million, but 18 million people affected nationwide. That's a lot. 18 million people, 5 to 7% of our population. And they will eat a food with gluten, and they'll get gassy, they'll get bloated, they might feel nauseous, they could even get headaches, stuffy nose, and symptoms like that. Now, these symptoms are, you know, very oftentimes associated with other conditions. So they could be confused, but here's the problem. typically in foods that contain gluten. And this is a problem that is pretty serious, in my opinion, because there's a lot of confusion. In foods that contain gluten, we're talking about things that are bready. Bready foods are typically, we're talking about bread, donuts, pizza crusts, we're talking about pies, we're talking about, you know, pancakes, we're talking about waffles, we're talking about, I mean, what is made with bread, you know, with bread dough? And so the ingredients that typically are coupled with gluten, sugar, salt, you know, other, you know, perhaps unhealthy fats, etc. And so when people say you should stop eating foods with gluten, well, that might simply be because the foods that have gluten are not really the healthiest foods. Bready foods are not always the healthiest foods, but that doesn't mean they can't be. I have amazing, you know, whole grain or, and oftentimes gluten-free, but it doesn't have to be gluten-free, whole grain cakes, you know, pancakes. And I mix fresh fruit with them and maybe some banana and some nuts. And, you know, there are a few different ways you can make healthy breads. There are, you know, different ways to use bread, if you would, or dough to make healthy foods, but they're pretty few and far in between. And so the fact that typically gluten is combined with other unhealthy ingredients compounds the situation. And if you do get gaseous and bloated and you know, discomfort digestively after eating gluten foods, it might also be partly the fact that the pizza or the donut or the pie or whatever that it was part of, just saying. You know, the hamburger bun is around the hamburger, and the hot dog bun is around the hot dog. Let's not forget that. So gluten sensitivity, non-celiac condition, they're not the same. One is not a part of another. One is not a more severe version of the other. They're not related at all other than the causative factor being gluten. They are two completely separate conditions, unrelated. And I'd like everyone to understand that, because that's where a lot of the confusion comes in. Gluten intolerance is not a milder version of celiac disease. They are two separate conditions, and that's important to note. Now, of course, our third condition, if you would, our third thing that we wanted to talk about was a wheat allergy. Now, this is what's hilarious, is that a wheat allergy is caused by wheat protein, and not by gluten, but by the protein in wheat berries. And so when you have a wheat grass, or if you have buckwheat, and people are like, oh my God, I can't have that because I'm allergic to wheat, or I can't have that because I'm gluten-free. Well, the truth of the matter, buckwheat is not a wheat at all. There's no wheat in buckwheat. Buckwheat is actually a fruit, officially speaking. And grasses, the cereal grasses, are actually vegetables and have green leaves, and they are not grains at all. And so if you see, buckwheat, it's not wheat. If you see wheat grass, it's not wheat either. I just want to clarify that as a further clarification. Now, a wheat allergy. Allergies are really, really specific. It's not the sensitivity as we related to in the, you know, the celiac, you know, sensitivity. It is not a disease as we related to in the celiac disease. It is an allergy, a third category distinct from the other two. Now, an allergy creates a allergic response because when it enters your body does not see it as belonging there. It sees it as a foreign invader, and it actually tries to kick that foreign invader out. Typically, by producing histamines, it will react, and those histamines are going to slow down your blood, clog up your nose, make you feel tired and lethargic. It's not the same as you know, the other two. Three different symptomologies. And the important thing to realize is that the gluten sensitivity and wheat allergies are temporary symptoms. The symptomology is short-term and not damaging. So there's no long-term damage. It's only short-term discomfort. So if you have a wheat allergy and you eat wheat, yes, you're going to be uncomfortable. Yes, your body's not going to be happy, but it's not going to damage your intestines. It's not going to hurt your immune system. It's not going to shorten your life. It's only going to be unpleasant.
Colder out flies in.
Excuse me. I don't know what's going on there, but maybe David Lick could meet those folks out.
I'll see who that is. I'll mute that line.
Okay. And so, again, very important to note that Purium Health Products is trying to reach the highest standard. First of all, we have very few products with wheat. We have very few products with gluten. But some of the products that did contain gluten, we've worked very hard to get that gluten out. You know the reason why? Is because we want to be as open to more people with health challenges as we possibly can. And it just so happens that a lot of people with celiac, a lot of people with gluten sensitivity, or even wheat allergies, they're also suffering from a myriad of other health challenges. And we wanted to make sure that we are going to be the company that listens to them, that we're going to be the company that caters to them, that we are going to be the company that truly cares. Now, does that mean we can cater to everybody's need every time? No. Does that mean that we're going to listen? And when we hear a drumbeat, are we going to start to march to that drumbeat? Absolutely. If we hear a random, you know, shot in the night, in the dark, well, it may not, you know, cause us to take immediate action. But if we begin to hear that drumbeat, if we begin to hear a steady opinion from our consumers that, hey, it would be really nice if these products were kosher, then we're going to start making these products kosher as much as we can. If we hear that we'd like these products to be raw, then we're going to start making these products raw as much as we can. If we hear you want them to be non-GMO, well, we've already done that 100%. We're trying to be 100% organic. And so when we hear what you care about, we respond because we're like an amoeba. We're a family. We're a tribe. We do things together. And, you know, the father position, the one that I'm in, it doesn't come without great responsibility. And the mother position, the one that Amy's in, it also comes with great responsibility as a nurturer. And for me to be the protector, the defender, and for Amy to be the nurturer, you know, we take that very seriously. And so, you know, the reason why we continuously add more products with these different standards, standards that are not typically found, you know, in the store shelves. Now, I look around at many of the gluten-free offerings, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, potato starch and corn, genetically modified corn and potato starch, that's not very healthy, you guys. Tapioca and all these other things that are just fillers, essentially, not very healthy. So before, you know, we have a few minutes, I want to tell you about some very cool things. One, I have put on about probably 7 pounds of muscle since convention. And the reason why, I wanted to put that muscle on before convention, asked David Litt, I told him I was going to, but I was so nervous and there was so much work to do and there's so much travel and that I couldn't find any time to do that. But since convention, I've been doing 30 aminos a day and doing about a 15-minute workout a day, basically 5 3-minute workouts a day. And I've managed to put on about 7 pounds of muscle and take off about 2 pounds of excess, whatever you want to call it, fat or water, who knows what it was. And I'm really proud of that. And I want more people to experience those type of results. And I'm really proud to say that we've got the Super Amino 23 Lovers Special. I mean, you got to be a madman like me, honestly, or a mad woman like Rachel Hortense and some of these other, you know, ladies who are really on the aminos too. But the bottom line is that if you want to take 15 to 30 aminos, not just during a transformation, but every day of your life or 4 or 5 days a week, we now have a super amino special that you got to buy a case. You got to buy 12. But if you buy a case of 12, we're giving you 3 of those bottles for free. That's like 25% off. Now, if you're already getting 30% off because you're a PLC member, then you know you're getting yourself quite the deal. Now, this isn't for everybody. I get it. But like I said, I'm 54 years young. I don't want to experience muscle wasting. I do not want saggy skin. I do not want, you know, anything other than the very best for my body. And so I want to invite everybody who wants to take the Master Amino Challenge, buy a case of the Super Aminos and take 30 a day, 20 to 30 a day, and just watch and see the miracle that happens. This is like a great opportunity for you to invest in super rejuvenation of your body. And so I just want to let people know. We have a couple other specials. I know David Litt has let you know about those already. But this Super Amino special, I'm telling you, the Super Amino's life-changing, amazing. It's only been 2 weeks since convention. I put on about half a pound a day of muscle since convention. I don't even know if that's scientifically possible, but it feels good. So anyway, I am so excited. I've been getting a lot of reports. I want to know, are you guys buying the Terra Pouch? Are you buying the recyclable bottle? Are you taking plastic out of our system? I want to know. I want to see those sales numbers go up. And as soon as I see that, then I'm going to start adding other products in that pouch. But you need to prove to me that you want it, that you're going to use it. And this is a team effort. Remember, you must create the demand. You must create the demand for that pouch. I have put it out there. Now it's up to you. I knew a man who changed baby food. He took his national brand of baby food, and he took high fructose corn syrup out, and he put natural sweetener in, and it raised the price 5 cents a jar. And when moms went to buy it at 24 to 30 bottles per flat, they noticed that, wow, that cost $1.50 more than the one next to it. And so they decided to buy the one next to it that cost $1.50 less. Because even though this man did the right thing, even though he did the right thing, the market didn't answer. And he ended up getting fired for making a really bad move. Now, we did the right thing. We created a Terra Pouch so we could get plastic out of our environment. It's up to you guys now to pull that Terra Pouch off of the shelf, to buy them and use them and encourage that everyone else does, so that we could stop making the Power Shake in the plastic bottle and only make it in Terra Pouches. So get your recyclable container. Get your refillable container and buy your biodegradable Terra Pouches for your Power Shake, and force us to keep putting more and more products in that. Help us to help you change the world. So my name's David Sandoval, but that's the least important thing that you need to know. The most important thing is that we're on a mission. We're not going to stop until we have dramatically impacted the future of this planet, not only for ourselves, but for the next 7 generations of our children, our children's 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 children. That's what we need to be living for. And so with that in mind, I want to take one moment. I want us all to just stick around for one more second. Let's give a big aho and a hooey ho. Until next time, this has been Dave Sandoval.
I'm doing that.
Hello.
David,
thank you.